Was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Hey, good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460. Good morning, February the 24th, Monday. Our phone line's here, 605-4567. And we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Join our chat room. It's 7:07 in the morning, and Bad Bob, hello.
And hello.
So how's it for your first weekend back in the house?
Be it ever so humble. And the view in the north improved slightly.
Because there's nothing there now?
By the way, the county environmental folks have done a great job of keeping us informed as far as what they're up to and during the cleanup, and they have removed the wreckage, and they're in the process of analyzing the soil, and they're keeping us in the loop.
Great, great. And speaking of being in the loop, hello, Ms. Bott.
Well, good morning, and I think we closed at the Olympics. That was really a wonderful time. We're going to cover some of that, some more information on that when we get back from the break. Fantastic day ahead of us. Mostly sunny with temperatures around 70, partly cloudy tonight with 45. Tomorrow sunny, 69. And then we go into the rain, which we're really looking forward to. I know that
tons of rain.
We've had a fantastic weekend. Friday was the Chamboree. And before we go any more detail, let's go with Josh Wiley this morning, our Wells Fargo advisor and expert. Good morning. What's happening on Wall Street, Josh?
Hey, well, good morning. Markets have opened in the green to start the week. Currently, the Dow's up 114 points at 16,218, while the Nasdaq's up 30 at 4,292, and the S&P 500's up 13 at 1,849. Oil's up 7 cents a barrel at $102.27, while the 30-year Treasury is yielding 3.7%. Gold's up $9.70 at $1,333, while silver is up 24 cents at $22.06 an ounce. Some are most actively traded stocks. Caterpillar's up a quarter at $97.73. Cisco Systems is up 4 pennies at $22.16. And Home Depot's up 15 cents at $77.89. Well, that's the market for now. This is Josh Wiley at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Josh, thanks a lot. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday at 708-808-908.5. And they are, you know, they're here with the greatest information for you. You see what's happening in Wall Street, up, down, silver, gold, oil. You need somebody that follows it all the time, somebody that's an expert, and that's our Wells Fargo Advisors. Give them a call at 243-7561. Sit across the desk from them in Park Marina Drive. Wells Fargo Advisors. The, you know, we're talking about the Olympics. You know, one thing, you know, on the weather, having all this rain, and what a big deal that is. We've got more rain. We've got a higher average right now in February. But our overall average, we're still, what, short 20 inches of rain. And so this is great. We're going to be getting 2 feet of snow in the, or 2 feet or more of snow in 2 to 3 inches of rain, but it's still not going to help for the whole thing.
Well, going back to Sochi, did you have a favorite Olympic moment? We'd love to hear from you this morning. 605-4567. Did you feel the American pride with our country mates? I still love the ice dancing. In fact, my folks came into town this weekend and they hadn't seen it. So we had it, DVR'd, all of the games DVR'd, and I was able to play, the Russians, the Canadians, the American ice dancing. And it was just a poetry in motion. I'm sure for many of you that love to watch, you know, downhill skiing and some of the snowboarding. The snowboarding is something that seems to really have expanded a lot in the competitions as far as, what would you call it? Different categories, I suppose. Yeah.
I'm not really into the medal part. I just, you know, because I look at it like this. It's kind of like when Bodie Miller comes down the hill and he wins a bronze. And then the, and the NBC focuses on his dead brother. And, you know, I mean, and even though he went back later on and he defended the reporter, he's known the reporter for a long time. But the thing is that it's not medals. It's the fact that these young men and women are representing the United States and are best. They're our best in these sports, and where we may not medal in it, where they're still the best and the sacrifices they've made. This one woman, it was, and you know what, just by coincidence, she was in a commercial, about the Olympics. She's got two children, a husband, and she takes care of the kids, you know, she takes care of the house, does all these things. Her husband comes home, he walks in, she goes out. She's one of these people that rides these, I think they call them skeletons. She rides face down on this sled. It goes down the toboggan thing, you know, and it's like she's getting 60 miles an hour and her chin's like 4 inches off the deck there. And she, you know, she Skypes to her kids at night, you know, and says goodnight to them while she practices. And she won a medal.
That's
you
fantastic.
Know, and that's what's fantastic
the
about the Olympics. It's the spirit. It's how much people sacrifice to be there.
And their families. It's a team. It really takes a team. Well, as it stands, Russia did, had as much as many medals as number one in the medals, with a total of 33 and Norway 26, Canada 25 and America 28. We had, the most bronze medals, 12 bronze medals, and 9 gold. And, it was just a fantastic. We watched it, not glued to the TV because it ends at 11 o'clock. But, we found that there were just a lot of things. We loved watching the backstory again and felt that pride and just the human spirit with what happens with injuries. Injuries did not take these people out, folks. They've had several injuries. They got back up on the horse.
They did. And, it's, you know, here are these kids that are 28 and they've got the knees of a linebacker that's been in the NFL for 15 years. I mean, broken, you know, especially once these kids are doing these half pikes and are doing the X game type stuff. Hey, we also had the, opportunity Friday to, and the honor to MC the Chamber of Commerce Chamboree this year. And it was a great night. It was it was held, of course, at Wind River in their little convention center there. And they awarded the business of the year, the businessman of the year, and the citizen of the year. And we were given this beautiful script by Vicky out of the chamber, who had written it out. And, you know, when people ask you what's it like, you know, for MC and all these different events, the one thing, if we have a real good sequence of events and a good list of what we're supposed to, thank or see or, you know, recognize and this. And Vicky just went beyond all.
It was a beautiful job.
Great. So we went because it's a secret on who wins the, business of the year, businessman of the year and the citizen of the year. So we're going to take a break and keep that secret just a little bit longer. And we're going to tell you what happened as soon as we get back.
An insurance adjuster called me. Don, we have a car that was in a front-end collision and repaired. 3 times now, a steering bushing has failed. No one can fix the problem. We will have to buy the car if you can't fix it. The bushing in question was made of rubber. It was stretched out of alignment about 1/2 inch, causing it to wear extremely fast. We have 3 different laser beam systems for collision repair. I selected the one I call our detective laser. The laser beam led me to an area that was 1/2 inch too short. But there was no evidence of damage. I suspected someone had hidden the damage by covering it with thick undercoating. With a pocket knife, I peeled the undercoating away and discovered a deep buckle. As I stretched the vehicle's frame on our Megaliner frame machine, the largest and most powerful machine in Northern California, I could see the bushing relax and the buckle disappear. I knew there would be no further problems. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
At the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange, we've heard the criticism that you can't eat gold, as if eating dollar bills was very nutritious. And we answered that from the start by offering emergency buckets. We offer our standard 200-serving food bucket and the new 72-hour family cooking kits. which in addition to food also contains a stove, fuel for the stove, cups, utensils, and a 100-gallon capacity water filter. You can come into our stores, or you can go to www.thepreparedpatriot.com and with free shipping order them online for yourself or to send to loved ones anywhere in the continental U.S. Peace of mind is protecting your wealth with gold and silver and getting a fair price when you sell. Peace of mind is also having access to emergency food and supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Whether you visit us at our brick-and-mortar stores in Chico, Redding, Corning, and our appointment-only store in Palo Cedro, or whether you visit us at www.thepreparedpatriot.com, you can get peace of mind today for less.
Everybody calls us summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's gonna make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Redding Yellow Cab and we'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Redding Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county, no matter the hour. Call Redding Yellow Cab, and we will do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call us at 222-1234.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target rich environment.
Welcome back to Free... Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, it's Monday. So it's our typical Monday here. 605-4567 is our phone number, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Espresso Joe's, where you can get any type of coffee, and the girls there can make anything from a caramel macchiato to... I probably didn't pronounce that right. Did I?
What else? Caramel.
That's easy
okay.
for you to say.
Yeah.
A caramel. You got it. Well, what's the other one? Macchiato. Yeah, and every other coffee you can imagine. Then you walk next to
that a boxer from Cuba.
I know.
You know, okay, they also come on, give me a break. I've got to, okay.
They also have electronic cigarettes.
This is a big
and
thing.
This is what I've been hearing because I ran into Shelly the other day. She said, you know, people are coming in. For those people who are trying to quit smoking, electronic cigarettes are a way to just, you know, be able to still get the suck and the hold and all the stuff that you need to do when you feel the puff. Well, you do. Hey, by the way, the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are our warm friends. Today, mostly sunny with temperature near 70. And we want to thank the Kinneys, too, as we're going to do that through every time that we thank our sponsors, because the sponsors are what keep, hello, the electricity on and the tower up and all the good stuff, and employ people like our beautiful producer, Bob Belongi, Bad Bob.
Or Boom Boom, as he's known lately.
Thursday, we're going to have showers. Thursday night, love this. It's going to get cold, too. The temperature is going to be getting cold through the week, which is great. So don't pack those sweaters up yet.
Yeah, by the way, Conservative Radio for the North State Second Annual Banquet and Fundraiser. We the People and Sovereign Minds are putting together a fundraiser down at Wind River. It's going to be March 8th. And you know what? This is going to be, it's going to have raffle items with, I can guarantee you there's going to be lots of firearms there. Plus a number of other things. You can go, your table sponsors for $400 includes table for eight and a $300 raffle ticket package. Couples ticket is $50. All this includes dinner and single ticket is $30. And you can, and the shows that are doing it are, they use the money to bring in speakers and to make, you know, to travel to different venues. They're very successful shows. And they use this, like I said, to spread their idea of conservatism and freedom in the Constitution. This is going to be March 8th at Wind River. You can get tickets at, North State Consultants on Old Oregon Trail or down at Jones Fort. 222-3223. The FCC was talking about going in the newsrooms. At first it was just going to be quite, quote, voluntary. The FCC was going to go in and they said, well, just want to make sure that, you know, that, the small businesses can get in this and, you know, what's driving the news and all that. But what they were going to do is ask questions like, Have you ever had a story, and this was on their list of questions, was have you ever wanted to do a story the management wouldn't let you? Did they give you a reason why? Now, here's a perfect example of letting somebody that, you know, taking somebody that used to work there that has a bone to pick and say, oh, yeah, they just kept us from doing these stories. Well, I mean, and this is coming into the newsrooms, coming into how you do the news, and FCC, who is the one that controls your license if you're open air, and they start asking you questions about how you're doing stuff. Well, you can imagine, can you imagine the furor this should have caused? Well, no. Where was the furor?
In a couple of decades of doing things around newsrooms personally, such a thing has only happened once. It was a negative story about a sponsor that a salesperson wanted pulled. The entire newsroom threatened to walk out on the spot, and that was the end of that.
Well, you know, it's not even that. This is, you know what, that's one thing. That's one thing for management to do it. But it's the other thing for the FCC to get into it. This thing was so odorous that an FCC commissioner jumped in too, and he said, we have no business getting into that. This is First Amendment. And so the FCC has pulled back and said, okay, you know, this is, the way we're doing this was wrong, but it hasn't gone away. We're just looking at a different way on how to do this survey. Well, who did the pushback? Was it the ACLU? Was it the Democrats? Was it was it the people from MSNBC? No! I tell you who it was conservative politicians that came crashing into here saying the FCC has no business getting into the newsroom and getting into the editors and getting into this to say how you do your news, because the next thing is they're going to tell you how to do your news. Even some of the commissioners were agreeing with this. This is why they backed off. Another example of government under the Obama administration, if I can say this, really leaning forward into your rights. But that one got fought back, so we're okay with that. The new wood-burning stoves. They've got new EPA. EPA's got new rules. And it's got people all excited.
That's been in the works for some time, though. Emissions from your fireplaces.
Well, it's fireplace, but these are wood-burning stoves. A lot of people, millions, use wood, especially under this time where everything is so expensive, use wood to help warm their houses. Mm-hmm. Well, the EPA has come out and said the new ones have to meet this pretty stringent levels of keeping the of non-pollution, isn't their quote, of their pollution levels down. Well, what this does is everyone that's being made out there is going to have to be extremely retooled, and the production line is going to have to be changed, and it's going to cost them a lot of money, so it could put a lot of them out of business under this. It doesn't say the ones you have now in the house that you're using won't be touched, but if you ever sell the house, it's kind of like the bathrooms. You know how your toilets, if you do a major reconstruction effort in your house, in like in your bathroom, you've got to replace your toilets. Or if you sell the house, the toilets have to be replaced with these low flush models that you have to flush.
That's a bummer,
because
we have the 5 gallon flush. Sorry.
Yeah, we have the 5 gallon flush.
We got the older.
Got the old one. Yeah.
In the news today,
yeah,
something to be mindful about. You know, I know that a lot of people are, you know, booey hooey and don't like the Oscars, but sometimes they have some wonderful, some of the short films that have been nominated and documentaries. And, just kind of so you know, Alice Hertz Sommer, believed to be the oldest known survivor of the Holocaust, died Sunday morning in London at the age of 110 years old. There is going to be a documentary that is, nominated about her life. She was a piano player, and she sustained through 2 years in a Nazi prison camp. And the film is about her, has been nominated for, I guess, short documentary at, on the Academy Awards, which is this Sunday. So she passed away, and her what happened is that there was a certain place. She and her son were sent from Prague to a concentration camp where the inmates were allowed to stage concerts. So through the ability to be able to perform music is in her life, is this, they are doing this documentary about how she survived and how there would be people that would be old and sick, and but they'd still come to see the music, because the music is what could give them hope and make them feel that moment of joy inside of their souls. So I just thought I'd tell you that, because we sometimes forget about that. But this, the last known survivor of the Holocaust just passed away.
The oldest known last survivor. Okay, the Jamboree. Let's go back to that. When we were there, so you have to, when you're there at the end, and we were reading the, of course, and they're trying to keep it a secret to the end. But when you start reading things and it's got bears in it, you kind of start see bears. And they talk about these two guys that formed this, and the only money they had to spend was the money out of jukeboxes that they had. Every money they split up the quarters, two for you, two for me, two for you, two for me. And, one of the owners said, in this case, Bruce Dean, because it was Black Bear Diner, and he accepted for he and Manly, said that, you know what? He says, I didn't eat another meal. I didn't eat a meal anywhere but the diner. What was it, 2 years?
Mm-hmm.
That was about it. So if you went out on dates, I guess you took him there to the diner. The business person of the year was
Randy Denham.
From
S.J. Denham.
Yeah.
Wonderful history about it. And it's so wonderful to see their families come out. And, you know, Randy's been very noble. He's on many boards. He's done so many. He's been a community activist. But he's been in the business for years. And what they also do, their scholarship, you know, which we play in, their golf tournament, which is a scholarship.
Every year, top of the North or something, you know, like that. And
but he gives back so much to the community.
That's
and
right.
So does Bruce Dean and Black Bear Diner. So congratulations to both businessman and business of the year.
That's right. Now, the citizen of the year was well deserved. And probably could have been done any time in the last 10 years. But D. Domke. And, you know, how spectacular was that? Everybody
what a history.
I mean, standing ovations. I mean, yeah, she, you know, was like the Channel 7.
And
she
Silas Lyons did a wonderful presentation. He was the one who came up, you know, introduced her, but gave a storyline of her, and it was very eloquent. Yeah. I don't know. I wonder if he wrote that.
Well, I'm sure he did, but or Bruce Ross wrote it for him, probably the last thing he wrote. Okay, just a little humor there. He got words from, you know, people that knew Dee and, you know, and her friends, but it was spectacular. Randy Denham goes, he says, I thought we were here to honor my son Trevor. It had something to do. This is what they told him. And then Bruce Dean goes, he says, I knew something was going on because all these people that work for me are here now. You know, hey, what's this? So it was great. People that do a lot for our community right there.
It was a beautiful event. It was Paris themed and it was held at Wind River. And I have to just do, you know, as a matter of fact, I think on our scheduled roster this morning is going to be Maria Roscoe. But
she's coming in there.
That is kind of an interesting segue because I'm just saying that Wind River's really stepped up as far as doing, in the banquet room. It was really ballroom, if you will. But they did a beautiful job. Everything was black and red. They did a really, and you know what I've noticed, and I sang the national anthem. The guy who does the sound there is so nice to me. You know, it's just I really appreciate that. You know, I feel customer service. Not that I was a customer, I was asked to sing the national anthem, but he was just always so kind and, you know, you like it when people love what they do. You can tell when they're kind and courteous to you and they show you the enthusiasm to make it the best it can be. Isn't that wonderful?
It is. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, Maria Roscoe is here. So we're going to talk about what's happening this weekend and about Redding Rancheria. We'll be right back.
Your world in as few as 16 months. Simpson University's popular Aspire degree completion program was designed for busy working adults. Choose degree programs as diverse as organizational leadership, psychology, liberal studies, business and HR management, or the RN to BSN step-up program, all relevant in today's competitive job market. Student success fuels our program success. With a 96% graduation rate over the past 20 years, our Aspire degree completion program is a challenging yet rewarding adult learning experience. Custom tailor your degree success plan with our dedicated academic counselors who will personally guide you on your educational journey. Call today and speak with our admissions professionals. But don't delay. This spring's application deadline is approaching and classes will be filled soon. Call 1-888-9-SIMPSON today to speak with an admissions professional or visit us online at simpsonu.edu/aspire. Simpson University School of Continuing Studies. Challenge your mind. Ignite your heart. Change your world.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
You've heard me say this quite often. As dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them for. There's a reason I keep telling you this. It's because it's true. Because as dealers, we do all pay the same price for these vehicles. So come to Crown Motors, and you'll understand why I say the difference is what we sell them for. Come see us or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
At Pulse Urgent Care, their goal is to get you in and out quickly. Pulse Urgent Care is open 7 days a week in their newly expanded facility from 10 a.m. till 8 p.m., providing care for the entire family, from infants to great-grandparents. If you suffer from allergies, visit newly expanded Pulse Urgent Care today for short-term allergy relief. For more information, call 722-1111 or walk in to Pulse Urgent Care on Hilltop Drive across from Kmart in Reading. Pulse Urgent Care says if it's urgent to you, it's important to us.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bott.
Oh, yes. Good Monday morning here on the 24th of February. How are you? 732, currently 42 degrees. You got something on your mind, everybody.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott. KCNR 1460 phone lines here are 605-4567. And we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Good morning, Sunbuns, in our chat room. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Reading Crown Motors. You're looking for a new, previously owned car, truck, or SUV? Look no further than Reading Crown Motors. You don't have to leave town for that. You're at your local Ford, Dodge, Ram, Lincoln, Nissan, and Honda dealership. Why go any further than 555 Cypress Avenue? Well, you shouldn't. They're going to make the best deal in the North State for you on your vehicle. Not only great deals, but their service department is just simply outstanding. Give them a call at 223-2177. Reading Crown Motors.
Oh, yeah. Well, with us this morning, as promised, is Maria Roscoe. Good morning.
Good morning.
Oh, yeah. And we, first of all, we're going to be covering a few things this morning. One is a wonderful event that we love, and it is probably one of the events of the year, and that's the Reading Rancheria Community Fund, which is happening Saturday.
This Saturday.
Still tickets available?
There are no tickets
okay.
available.
Okay, but we can talk about what it's about.
Yeah.
But see, this thing is, and I'll turn it loose with you too, but when you say, oh, it's the Reading Rancheria Community Fund, you know, that is such a misnomer. That's like saying the Grand Canyon is a crack in the ground. Because it's not that. I mean, it is that, but it's like, no, it's much more than that. And I have, the first one we went to, and I'll get out now, the first one we went to was, we walked in, and this was now 5 years ago, and we walked in and we looked around and I said, this is Reading? I mean, it was the Nightmare Before Christmas one, and
yes.
The place was just
transformed.
It was, and we're looking at it thinking, my gosh, we've never seen anything like this.
I felt
here.
Like I was in a ballroom somewhere in a big city where it just was something that I had never seen, even like out of Beverly Hills. It was right here in Reading at the Rancheria and Maria that was just spectacular. And every year since then has been you outdo yourself.
It's the funnest event in Reading for the best cause. It's just the all proceeds benefit Wind River Casino pays for it, and they give all the money back that they raise from it. So they said, have fun. You know, we want to thank all of the nonprofits who solicited funds the year prior. We notice there's always this one nonprofit and this one organization that goes above and beyond and may need a little bit more. So we said, hey, let's create an award, $10,000. All right, now let's theme it. Let's just make it bigger and bigger. Yeah, this year, crazy. I sold out, I would say, about a month ago. I didn't even advertise anything. It's sponsors all the way up to the top.
All right. Well, let's.
We may have mentioned it a few times.
Well, it's, okay, we're going to go there in a second, but let's talk. What happens on that night is that, of course, you know, people come in costume.
Yes.
It's a theme night, and this is themed of superhero.
Comic book
superhero. So people were going to be coming in, I mean, Bob, I mean, you know, you like comic books. Everybody can go back. And what's the name of that? What's the name of that convention where people are
Comic-Con.
Yes.
So you can't wear something like from Star Trek because that's not a comic.
Well, anything is a comic book. Yes.
Really?
And
there was
even
a Star
Sons
Trek
of,
comic, several of them.
Yes. Oh. Sons of Anarchy is the comic book right now. I mean, really. I went and checked it out.
I guess where we know what the Wind River guys are coming in.
By the way,
Sons of Anarchy. I can just see Gary up there in his sleeves, you know.
G.I. Joe.
By the way, sir, it's graphic novels.
Yeah, right. Okay,
yes.
Graphic
novels.
So it's comic book heroes, and so we're really excited about that. And let's talk about that particular evening before we go into some of the things with Wind River. That when we talk about the community fund, is that there will be a list anywhere from like a public or a school that needs a swing set or it needs to have sod or needs some trees or I mean it's just the list goes instruments the list goes on about what you have given what it's $10,000 to the one winner, but let's talk about all of the other $1,000, $1,500 comes out to over
about $196,000 in a year.
Give back to the community.
Yes.
And the community, you have to fill out the forms, of course, and you guys spend the year going through, you know, should we do this? You've gone all the way from Weaverville down to...
Yeah, Shasta and Trinity Counties and our fabulous partnership with the Shasta Regional Community Foundation. And like I said, Shasta and Trinity Counties are two counties that we service. So any of the nonprofits can go through the Shasta Regional to make sure they're a 501c3. We've donated. This year specifically, it seemed like we had a lot of our volunteer fire departments come up.
They were hit pretty hard because
of the
insurance thing, believe it or not.
So pagers and equipment for them to be able to go in a fire and be safe to come out of the fire. Heck yeah, we gave them money. Our children and their instruments and uniforms for physical fitness.
The one, you know what else you all do? And you all support the veterans.
Yes.
That, you know, the veterans walk.
Yes.
In Anderson, but there's other things that you do. Reading Rancheria rolls in and supports veterans. And I applaud you for that because there's other organizations around here that don't, that give a lot of money.
You always have to remember your heroes. You absolutely do.
Well, thank you. When we come back after this break, we still have time. We've changed our clock. We've had the clock. Now we're doing more talk, less commercials. So I'm kind of, you know, it's Monday morning. I'm going in this natural. Let's talk about one of the beautiful things that, you know, we were talking about over the weekend with some friends that came in from out of town was that our Wind River is going smoke-free.
We sure are. We're going to be the first largest urban casino in California to say we don't have to do it. We're going to do it. We want better health for our employees and our patrons, so it's time.
What kind of feedback have you had, Maria?
I can honestly say everywhere that I go, thank you, best move ever. The emails are flying in to Gary. Thank you so much for being so bold to make these decisions. And It's absolutely.
You're not banning it from the area. You're just saying in the casinos you're not going to smoke, we've got areas outside.
We will create those areas,
and if you're on a hot machine and you feel the need to go out and smoke, we'll save that machine for you.
Yeah, because if statistics proved back in 2007 and 2008 that we had 13%, and then we recently did a study again and it was 10%, it shows we have people that want to come and visit our property because they want it smoke free. So let's see. Let's, you know, make sure that we support this. Come and visit the property, see what you think. It'll be smoke free. I just came from Vegas and everywhere that I went, I had to check it out, and I kept thinking, I was so proud to say I get to go back to a place that said boldly, we want healthier employees and patrons. We want everybody to live longer. We're going to do it.
Are they still smoking in the casinos in Vegas?
Yes.
Oh.
Yes.
You know, I don't know. That's been the last time. You know, I go to Vegas.
But there's smoke-free areas.
I didn't see any smoke-free.
Well, yeah. You know what? Because I go to Vegas a lot, or we used to go to Vegas a lot, but never went to the casinos because I have friends that live there. So we just kind of, spike out from there. Mm-hmm. This was a huge – and this was kind of as a gamble to y'all, too, to come out and say this. But it seems like, we'll see what happens. I think it's going to be great for you.
Yeah, the California Clean Air Project helped us a lot to prove the statistics.
Hmm.
And Gary has pushed this for a very long time. And
yeah, we need to get Gary back in here.
Yeah, we'll get him back.
I'm going to have him co-host with me one of these
days. Yes, we did the Chamboree Friday night, mm-hmm. and it's Wind River Resort
mm-hmm.
and Casino. Resort is, okay, so if you're coming and you want to stay in the hotel, mm-hmm. you want to stay and play, you just don't want to be reeking of smoke.
Right.
Okay? We know what it's been like to go places and have to hang your clothes outside. So I think that's going to be a welcoming thing. I think you're going to find that let's look at a year from when you start and a year after how much you've increased with people coming through the doors because of that.
Absolutely.
Going back to the event, this is one of I spent a long time in my life doing Marine stuff, mm-hmm. and I wore a uniform, and we were pretty much, this is all we wore, and then go out and do other things, in the business community and this, but for 5 years, including this year, I've been dressed.
Yeah.
I've been dressed. I have come as the devil from Witches of Eastwick, uh-huh. with horns on my head, and ladies were coming over and feeling the horns because they were going, ooh.
They were spongy. And, ooh, you should wear those more often.
Yeah, and it took her 2 weeks for them to finally fall off. I didn't take a shower. The next year I went as Austin Powers. And Linda went as a fembot you and Sarah with these blinking machine gun,
blinky barrels.
And it was, they were so
shocking.
Hot.
Some people didn't know what to say. They were, then they got into like, well, I get it now. That's
they
cool.
were so hot that when Doug Lamoff, a congressman, he wasn't congressman, but he's walking by and the girls go over there and he said, let's get a picture.
He goes, would not even look at me.
And then he looked and he goes, Linda?
Yeah.
And then the next year we were, W.C. Fields.
W.C. Fields, and that was your burlesque.
Burlesque.
Evening.
That's right. Oh, that, yeah.
That was fun.
That was my favorite.
And then burlesque was a blast.
Last year we pulled back, and we still got up on the stage.
Yeah, Masquerade, right? It was Mardi Gras.
Moulin Rouge Mardi Gras.
Yeah.
Somebody came up and slapped us in the face though, and says, we'll take you guys. Yeah. So they shouldn't have done that.
Well, anyway.
We can't say what we're going to be this year, but let me tell you.
The table's going out.
The table's going all out on this one.
Fabulous.
And comic books, superheroes, a lot of fun. As soon as you release what it was, we put our, sick 'em on it. And we're so excited, Maria. You do so much for our community. It's always great to see so much that you do with the body of the Rancheria and Wind River just so many great things.
Well, that y'all, that the Rancheria does for the community.
Provides for the community.
We're going to take a quick break here. Carl and Abbott, KCNR 1460. Our guest is Maria Orozco from Red Rancheria. She does all their public affairs. And you know what? You see Maria everywhere. And then where Maria is, a good time will follow. We'll be right back.
commercials are homemade. Mary's Meal for Two is back and better than ever.
Get a medium two-topping pizza or spaghetti with two of Mary's homemade meatballs, plus salad or soup and a Pepsi for each person, all for just $20.95.
I'm ready. Who's coming with me?
Who's your favorite?
Pick me, Charlie.
Who plays with you?
Pick me.
Boy, this is a top choice. Mary's homemade pizza with Vincent.
Excellent choice.
Or Mary's meatballs with the meatball kid.
That's a no-brainer.
Contest. Whoever guesses my favorite pizza gets to go.
Pepperoni, mushroom,
salami and garlic.
Meatball and tomato.
Actually, my favorite pizza is pineapple and extra cheese. First, you put all the pineapple on my piece, and then you get the rest.
That's my favorite pizza too, Charlie.
We have a winner.
That is not your favorite pizza.
It is today.
Original recipes. Original Shack. Mary's Pizza Shack. Complete menu available for dine-in, takeout, and delivery in downtown Reading and at the Shasta outlets on Highway 273.
Looking for an unusual quality piece of jewelry? Do you have a wristwatch or timepiece that needs to be repaired and you don't know where to go to? Well, Four Winds Jewelry is the place. They have the only watch repair technician in town. Four Winds Jewelry is located at 2225 Hilltop Drive. And Four Winds Jewelry are the experts in gold or loose stones, opals, estate jewelry, or Native American pieces.
Go in and see Leonard and his associates. Four Winds Jewelry, meeting all your jewelry needs. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4 p.m. 222-2750.
Four Winds Jewelry.
You're probably wondering, where do I go? I'm out of coffee. Well, let me tell you, Tobacco and Brew. Guaranteed to provide you with the freshest coffee beans. With the rising cost of coffee, Tobacco and Brew offers the best prices, quality, and a large variety as well. Check it out. Go in and meet the friendly staff who will help you with selection and specification of your brewing needs. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Join me, Dan Fagan, for your afternoon drive home.
I've been listening since you started. I like listening to you, and I just wanted to know that. And there are a lot of us listening. I think it's a very good thing that you're positive. I want to hear positive in the world today because you hear too much negative.
Why automatically assume the worst will happen? What does it cost you to believe the best? There's no cost there.
Weekdays, 3 to 6 p.m. on KCNR.
For the best roundup of the local high school and college sports scenes, plus in-depth discussion, tune into the NorCal Sports Show with Nate Abarea at 6 p.m. Tuesdays on KCNR 1460. Nate takes you right to the heart of NorCal action with interviews, analysis, and roundtable talks. Call in or tune in. You'll want to join Nate on Tuesday nights if sports are in your blood and the local scene is on your radar. The NorCal Sports Show, Tuesdays, 6 p.m., Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and the Bot, February the 24th. It's a Monday. And Bad Bob, you've let another month blow by. Do you feel a month older?
So much more than that.
How's it feel to...
Given how February worked out.
Well, you know, at least you still have your house.
Yeah.
At least you still have your house. The time is 6:05-4567 is our phone number. And this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends at Alliance Heating and Air. Serving the North State for over 20 years with outstanding service to all makes and models of heating and cooling systems. They can give you, not only will they fix it and service it for you, but they offer warranties, guarantees. They work 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Martin and his people there, I can't say enough about them, about Alliance Heating and Air. We have a tankless water heater now, thanks to them. We have everything working, thanks to them. Reasonably priced, very professional. Give them a call at 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org. Okay.
This morning is Maria Roscoe, and we've been talking about the Reading Rancheria event that's happening March 1st. One of the things that I wanted to talk about, a statistic here. Of course, the event's called A Year to Remember. It's March 1st, and it's comic book themed. But all the funds from this go to local community projects and programs supported by the Reading Rancheria's Community Fund. Some of the past include arts, culture, education, environment, health, and social services. In 2013, the Reading Rancheria Fund was able to help 49 organizations in Shasta and Trinity counties. The total funds granted since the inception of the fund in 2002, get this figure, $2.1 million. So I think that deserves a little bell, ringing of the bell over there. Ring that bell.
Okay, woo! Here comes.
Here we go. We do that. That's like, yeah.
See, that's a big thing. See, if it's not so big.
Oh. No, that's a big thing. That's a big thing.
The big thing is.
When and that you're going smoke free.
Right, yes. Okay.
And that right. You're doing all of the, and again, like somebody, we're noticing that, like I said, Friday night, the Chamboree, evening, it was so beautiful. It was so well done. And I was talking before, you didn't hear this, that the sound guy there, because I sang the national anthem, he is so wonderful. He is just like when somebody loves their job. He was so gracious.
Is he the regular guy then?
It must be Randy.
He's just wonderful.
We're on a first name basis, you know.
Yeah, he's just a smile on his face. What do you need? So happy to see you again. I'm like, oh my God. So nice to customer service there.
Yeah, absolutely. He's fabulous. I will let him know.
Yeah. Okay, now, even though we're going to have Gary back on here soon. In fact, I want to get Gary here as a co-host, and we'll bring in people and
love it.
And we'll pummel them, mainly because he's a big guy.
Yeah.
What do y'all have going? What's going to be happening this year?
You know,
that you can talk about.
The Redding Rancheria just started its 10-year goals for its next 10-year goals. So we're sitting down and we're working on that right now as we speak, and we'll be holding an event probably in September, October. So we can unveil these. And what is great about the Redding Rancheria is they involve employees, members, community leaders, and employees to be able to come sit down and organize these goals that they want the tribe to go forth, and that's where they want to see them go. We just finished 10 years. We're ready for another 10. As far as I hear, we've got some really big names coming for concerts. So the one that stood out for me was Bret Michaels, just because I like Poison.
Ooh.
So I know there was like Winona Judd and some other things, but I'm just really excited about Bret Michaels.
Yeah, he's great. He's wonderful.
So you got
hot.
Bigger names coming in.
Smoke Free, which is going to be completely fabulous, and that should be around the middle of March. We'll be celebrating our 21st anniversary for the casino in May.
Which started in a bingo room in this aluminum shed.
Yes.
Okay, I won't say a shed, but that Gary told me. You see, I used to run the
current bingo facility.
Yeah.
That's
so
what
when
we
you started.
Started
yeah.
Yeah. Two wow. stories. I've been there 20 years, so I've seen it.
Wow.
And it's.
Have you been there 20 years?
I have. Yes.
When you started when what? You were three?
Sure. Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'll take that.
So you are also on a sidebar here is that you have danced in, Shasta County's Dancing with the Stars.
Mm-hmm.
And then you've emceed.
Yes.
So you're emceeing, you emceed last year and you're emceeing again this year.
Mm-hmm.
So happy to do that because you really are wonderful at that. You bring a lot of light and structure. And I get to be on the judging panel.
So I'm
excited about that. And that's just one of the many things mm-hmm. that you lend your name to. Is anybody from, the Redding Rancheria dancing this year?
Yes, they sure are. Chairman Hart, Jason Hart will be dancing.
Jason's dancing.
Jason
okay.
is dancing. So we're going to start fundraising for him if we haven't already. Yeah, he's pretty excited, but he's dancing in our group this Friday or Saturday night at the RRCF. So
yeah, I hate keep pushing this because if you're not going, you can't go. But this is something next year. Sign up now to get on the list because the tribal of the hierarchy dance the guys and it's not like. And it's like no dances you've ever seen. I mean, they are in sometimes just vest and, or bare chested or exquisite costumes or things like
this. Showing their guns.
Mm-hmm. And they're out there dancing. And
these are, and they work hard.
Maria
was saying you've been working dancing three nights a week since January.
Yeah, mornings, yes.
Mornings.
Since January, Christy from Front and Center Dance Studio comes and she,
puts us in
line. Yeah.
Does she choreograph the dance?
She does. Oh, yeah.
Oh, and every year, it's how you open the show. It is just spectacular. The one year that they did, the theme was burlesque.
Mm-hmm.
It was just like we were watching the Cher movie.
It was awesome.
It was great. Yeah. Guys were dancing. I mean, really good dancing. I'm not kidding you. This is really thought out and very well rehearsed. It's commitment.
Yes.
You know, and let's not forget the main reason for this. You know, everybody has a great time and all. And, I mean, everybody does have a great time, but over the years, you all have provided gosh, well over $1 million to the, well over millions to,
In just charitable.
This is just charity, right?
Just the grant.
Mm-hmm. We're talking about, because the other amount of money that comes through is, Gary and I talk about that. Mm-hmm. I mean, the fund is astounding. But this is just to help our community. So, you know, yeah, we have a good time and we're, you know, and this is, you're just talking about a party and all that. Well, no, it's the idea, bottom line is, where does the money go? It goes back in our community. Right. It goes back to the schools, to our firemen, as we said, to the veterans organizations. It goes back to, the libraries. People need to know what this is. We talk about having a party. But the end result is huge for our community.
And you're saying that people are laying down the gauntlet. I'm starting to get a little nervous about that because that just shows that they've been preparing for a year with their comic book hero outfits.
Yeah, I've heard it.
Yeah.
I've heard they're going to take you guys and KIXC down.
Oh, they're going to take us and KIXC down.
Wow, let's see it. Yeah, that part is always amazing. And, you know, the part I like is bringing back the 49 organizations and having Keyhole Mystery Theater thank them in a way that we thought that was appropriate. You know, they sing the songs and tell what the grant was for and then do little secrets towards who the winner is. Mm-hmm. And this year, the winner was unanimous. It was before we even walked in, we knew who we wanted to give the monies to. And nobody ever knows except for me. And to see them hear their little song and wonder we were established in that date and $10,000 come on stage. This is for you as a gift, not to be geared towards anything. It's for them.
When we were reading the other day, it was supposed to be a secret. Mm-hmm. And, so you start reading off, of course, but in the first paragraph, when you start talking about bears, and in the second paragraph.
Businessman of the year,
and then businessman of the year, and you talk, and you mention the fact that he's played softball and he met his wife at a softball game and she's a foot shorter than he is. That should kind of like eliminate a lot of people in there. Y'all do it too with the singing is great. Okay, Maria. A lot of things happening this year.
Yes.
You're starting your next 10-year plan. Mm-hmm. The resorts opened up, the smoke-free part. Just so much going on.
Yes.
And so much in our community that you all stand for.
Yes.
Yeah. So thanks a lot for being on today.
And I'm going to say this out loud before I would like to put together, I told Maria at the break, I want to put together a girls' pajama party. Spa time, yes. Where we stay at the resort, and we, so some of you, loyal listeners that are listening, give me an email, shout me out an email, linda@kcnr1460.com. See if you're in to, join me on a night like that. We'll set a date, we'll do something that'll be fun, and we can do the spa, spend the night, giggle, laugh, enjoy, maybe it's
dance.
Yes, there you go.
Eat some good food. Absolutely.
Okay, our guest has been Maria Orozco from the Redding Rancheria.
Yep.
And we've been talking about this big event on Saturday, March 1st, the Redding Rancheria Community Fund, the superheroes comic book theme, but where the money goes to. We've talked about the where Redding Rancheria, we're in River going this year, and starting our next 10-year plan. And we really appreciate all the time you come down here with us.
Oh,
and,
we will see you Saturday.
We'll see you Saturday.
If you know who we are.
Hey, and this portion of the show has been brought to you by, Anselmo Vineyards. Their winemakers, dinner is coming up March 7th. That's a week from Friday.
They may almost be sold out on that, but AnselmoVineyards.com. And don't forget they have music. They've got, Charles Valona is out there on the weekends as well as Spare Change. Up until I think through March. So you go to AnselmoVineyards.com and find out what's happening out up at the ranch.
474-5546 and just push the right button out there. John Stadelli and Chandra got a lot of stuff going. Okay. When we come back after the break, our guest is going to be Fred Solante, who is the founder of Missing in America Project. This started in Redding here in Northern California, and it's spread nationwide. Where they find the remains of veterans who have not been claimed. And there's literally hundreds of thousands of them out there. And in some cases their families. They find it, the VA validates it, and then they give the cremains a honorable burial in a national cemetery or a state veteran cemetery. And it's a wonderful thing they do. It's a wonderful thing they do. And it's, we're going to have Fred on right after our break here in the news and talk about where they're going this year and the things that they've, probably some really big news coming up. We'll be right back though after the news. Carl Lindebach, KCNR 1460.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Attorney General Eric Holder is urging Congress to require businesses to quickly alert customers and law enforcement agencies in the event of a data breach.
It would enable law enforcement to better investigate these crimes and to hold compromised entities accountable when they fail to keep sensitive information safe.
And he is referring to data breaches like the one at discount retailer Target and at Neiman Marcus around the holidays. Also at SRNews.com, a changing of the guard in Ukraine now drawing attention from around the world. New York Representative Carolyn Maloney says she'll be asking the International Monetary Fund to intervene.
I will be calling on the IMF to provide loans and help this democracy and support them in any way.
Ukraine remains deeply divided between eastern regions that are largely pro-Russia and western areas that favor greater ties with the European Union. Business economists are almost equally divided over whether the Federal Reserve will pare back bond purchases at the current pace through the year's end or take a small breather to let the economy recover.
According to a survey by the National Association for Business Economics, about 43% of its members thought the Fed would complete its so-called tapering in the fourth quarter. About 42% believe the tapering would finish in 2015 or later. At each of its last two policy meetings, the Fed cut bond purchases by $10 billion to the current pace of $65 billion a month. There are seven meetings remaining in 2014.
That's SRN's Jeremy House reporting. Forecasters say a pair of storms could dump plenty of precipitation in California this week.
We could be looking at anywhere between 3 to 5 inches of either rain or water equivalent. Some of that rain or precipitation will actually occur as snow in the higher elevations of the Sierra especially.
That's forecaster Bruce Terry with the National Weather Service, and that is welcome news for a state that has just endured its driest year in recorded history. This is SRN News.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels, America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
From 20th Century Fox comes the greatest story ever told.
What is his name?
Jesus.
As you've never seen it before.
We don't know where you're going. How can we know the way?
I am the way, the truth, and the life.
On February 28th, experience the motion picture event of the year.
Arrest this false prophet tonight.
What if he is who they say he is?
Are you the Son of God?
I am.
Son of God. February 28th. Rated PG-13. May be inappropriate for children under 13. Witness the story in large format theater.
The Coast Guard says a 65-mile stretch of the Mississippi River is closed until further notice, while crews clean up oil from a barge that hit a towboat between Baton Rouge and New Orleans, Coast Guard Petty Officer Bill Coakelaw.
This collision reportedly damaged a barge that caused the release of light crude oil into the Mississippi River.
The collision happened Saturday afternoon, about 47 miles west of New Orleans. The average cost of a gallon of regular gasoline up 12 pennies over the past 2 weeks, according to analyst Toby Lundberg. It has a lot to do with what's going on in various geopolitical crises around the world.
Conflagrations, far places in the world, Ukraine, Venezuela, South Sudan, which have made the oil markets very nervous about supply, and this has quickly hiked wholesale gasoline prices, and retailers are passing them through on the street.
Oil industry analyst Toby Lundberg, and this is SRN News. San Francisco police say they have found dozens of meatballs suspected to be poisonous in a Twin Peaks neighborhood where a similar incident happened last year. Dog owner Dorothy Schechter lost one of her dogs last July in a similar poisoning and spoke to KGO-TV.
I said, this cannot be happening again. I said, please, dear God, let's not
have another trauma up here.
Animal care and control officers are asking for the public's help in finding the person who hid the meatballs in areas where pets were likely to find them. Nokia is targeting emerging markets with a low-cost smartphone that uses Google's Android operating system rather than the Windows Phone software from Microsoft. The company is about to buy out Nokia's phone business. Nokia will ditch many of the Google services that come with Android. Instead, the new Nokia X phone announced today will emphasize Microsoft services such as Bing Search. More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and DeBott. It is the 24th of February, our last week in February, and the time is 8:06 in the morning. Our phone lines here are 530-605-4567, 605-4567, and we're streaming live and chatting on KCNR 1460. Let's go to our friends at Wells Fargo. Josh Wiley, what's happening in the market, Josh?
Well, markets continue to rally in the second hour of trading for the week. Currently, the Dow's up 136 points at 16,239, while the Nasdaq's up 37 at 4,300, and the S&P 500's up 16 at 1,852. Oil's up 24 cents a barrel at $102.44, while the 30-year Treasury's yielding 3.7%. Gold's up $13.20 at $1,336, while silver's up 29 cents at $22.11 an ounce. Some are most actively traded stocks this morning. Hewlett Packard's up 7 pennies at $29.86. Intel's up 38 cents at $24.80. And ExxonMobil's up $1.66 at $96.69. Well, that's the market for now. This is Josh Wiley at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Josh, thanks a lot. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday at 708-808-908 right here. And, you know, you want to talk to people that know what they're doing. Our Wells Fargo Advisors do, and they're local. You can look them in the eye right down on Park Marina Drive, talk to them. Well, you know, it's important. It's not just a voice. You can call at 243-7561 and set up an appointment with Josh and Kathy and Susan and Chris and Steve, and they will give you the best advice.
Straight
that's
shooters.
That's right, our Wells Fargo Advisors right here.
It's currently 47 degrees in the downtown studios here at KCNR. Mostly sunny today with temperatures around 70. Partly cloudy tonight with 45. Looks like tomorrow is going to be a sunny day. Great day for riding, right, Fred?
Yeah.
Chance of rain Tuesday night, 48. But you know, when you ride hard, you ride no matter what the weather is. You get out there. Carl will tell you a couple times he's had a ride in the snow. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. Give them a call at 365-3793.
And the segment's being brought to you by Orchard Nutrition, the North Station Nutrition Experts. I tell you what, they have got the largest selection of foods and supplements and natural foods, everything you can possibly think of right there. It's in-store deli, four nutritionists on the staff to assist you. Classes on health and diet and raw and organic food are just some of the reasons to shop Orchard Nutrition, plus amazing foods for life. Give them a call at 244-9141. They're located in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. Orchard Nutrition, your center for a healthy lifestyle. Now, hey, let's go to the phones. Terry, good morning.
Good morning, you two. How you doing?
We're doing great, Terry. I called in on Kayla and Red's show on Saturday, and was enjoying what they were saying, so I'd say hello.
That's great.
And saw her letter to the editor today.
Yeah, I mean, she's a talented gal. There's no question about it. Brilliant beyond her years.
So what do you have going today?
Well, tonight at the Reading Tea Party at 2570 Bonnie View Road, we have Sam Paredes, who's the executive director of the Gun Owners of California. We love having Sam in. He's going to tell all the folks, all you Second Amendment folks, who ought to come out tonight. He's going to be talking about the new gun laws and what he's doing to combat some of those unjust laws that try to take our gun rights away.
Well, I tell you what, the governor vetoed, you know, people make a big thing, and he vetoed seven of these bills or six of these bills, which are good, but there was another six that went by, And there are others that they're lining them up again. So,
yeah, we gotta do what Missouri's doing and just repeal all of them, huh?
There's, you know what? Frankly, as the governor from Colorado said, when he was asked that, none of the gun bills that they've introduced would have stopped anything that happened in Colorado. So, you know, magazines, high capacity magazines, any of this stuff. So anyway, yeah, well, Sam Paredes is a great speaker and, he's a good representative for the Second Amendment community.
He's great, you know, and we've got a lot going on this week. We go before, for the state of Jefferson, we go before the Yuba Board of Supervisors in a special meeting tomorrow morning at 9:30. Mark Baird, Sal, and myself have to be there. Then on Thursday, we head to Del Norte County, and we have a special meeting with the supervisors there at 3 o'clock. So we're kind of hopping around here, and a lot of good things happen with CARB. Fred Kelly Grant's getting engaged in that to help the city of Reading. Seems to be a lot of pushback all over. The gun show was great.
It was.
It was just, it's amazing how many people just are really starting to get this and understand that sitting on the couch or watching TV, it doesn't get it. We all have to get engaged in our communities.
We do. And Terry, thanks a lot for your help and thanks for the call.
You bet.
All right. Terry Raposa, talking about what's happening tonight at 6 p.m. down at, on Bonneview and with Sam Paredes being there. Well, but let's talk about Missing in America Project with our guest, Fred Salonta. Hey, Major.
Good morning, Carl.
Good morning.
To be back.
Finally, like, hello, pay attention. Well, we can't miss you because you're in a, I'm not quite sure if it's a green, yellow, it's the brightest. Well, it's what you wear if you're on a motorcycle and you want to be seen.
Aside from that, it's what is required by the city of Reading for us to do funeral escorts. We have a uniform that includes reflective vests, and you'll see us with yellow jackets as well. We have to have a something that stands us out, because if we're going to have people that are going to block traffic and ease everybody through a situation with an escort, you have to be very visible. And so on our bikes, for us, we have to have communication. You have to have very visible present.
Yeah. So today you're on an escort. Let's say when you leave here, give us do a walkthrough with our listeners about what happens with an escort.
Well, when we're requested by a family or by a funeral home that they have somebody that was military that's going to be buried at IGO, and they would like to have an escort to get through travel to the traffic, normally if you're one or two vehicles going out to the cemetery, it's not a problem. But you start getting 20, 30, 50 vehicles, this creates a hazard going through the streets and a hazard for the people in the escort. So we've been authorized with training and stuff to contact the family. We meet the family usually at the funeral home or the place where we start from. And we organize bikes in front, bikes in back, and proceed to escort them through, and people take the lights and traffic to let people continue through as long as they're in a funeral escort with lights flashing and stuff. And then we get to the cemetery and have a service and military honors.
Okay, does that mean, when we used to do the flag line. When you talk about the military service, do you also, are you involved in that?
With that, it's generally the National Guard that's out there will do the folding of the flag, or if the person belonged to a special branch, Navy, Marine, then they have the Marine Corps groups that do that. The rifle salute is generally done on certain days by our local VFW groups in Anderson, the Marines from Red Bluff, and the VFW here in town as well. And so we have about three groups that fire the rifles. The National Guard will take it in unless a Navy or Marine or another branch of service is represented. We do the same thing. We go and to do an honor line or a flag line as such. And so you get them there. Our main job is to get the people from point A to point B. The Patriot Guard does a flag.
Patriot Guard riders ride with you. And then they pick up the flag line, or they're already there when you get there, right?
It depends on how big the escort is to whether they send people to pre-position people at times they ride with us.
You all work as a team, though.
You have to work as a team when we have combined missions.
Yeah, because there's a lot of people. I know we've ridden in ones that hundreds and hundreds of people involved. For some of the funerals on this. But we're going to take a break. Fritz Lahnte from Missing in America Project is our guest. We come back. Let's talk. I want to get, you know, if you have not heard of this before, somehow have not heard of this project before, and there are people every day learning about it, I want Fred to talk about what it is. I mean, it started some of the statistics that are just, for me, are phenomenal. He said something the other day, and Linda's hat fell off about the numbers. So we'll be right back after these messages. Carl and DeBott, KCNR, 1460.
Often people say, once it's wrecked, it's never the same. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Is this true? Well, it depends on who repairs your vehicle. Some examples of our repairs that made vehicles better than new are a brand new 4x4 truck that pulled hard to the side. The dealer could do nothing because the frame did not match factory blueprints. A new sports car with steering pull. The dealer changed the alignment, then the tires, and then the tires and wheels. Nothing helped because the unibody was manufactured out of spec. A new pickup that sagged on one side. The dealer changed the springs, but that didn't change anything, because the frame had a twist. A new luxury sedan with a 2-foot crack in the paint on the hood, because the paint was too brittle. As you can see, we made these vehicles better than new. Imagine what our collision repair specialists can do for your car. Coachmaster Collision Repair, Redding, California.
With back to school right around the corner, it's about to get busy. Real busy. Who has time for the gym when you're taking the kids here and then there and pretty much anywhere? Well, at Anytime Fitness, you can work out around any schedule. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. Don't wait till school starts to get back in shape. Sign up today and get your first month free for a limited time. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. So go to the friendly, clean, and convenient gym on your time. That's Anytime. Anytime Fitness in West Reading next to Holiday Market.
At Pulse Urgent Care, their goal is to get you in and out quickly. Pulse Urgent Care is open 7 days a week in their newly expanded facility from 10 a.m. till 8 p.m., providing care for the entire family, from infants to great-grandparents. If you suffer from allergies, visit newly expanded Pulse Urgent Care today for short-term allergy relief. For more information, call 722-1111 or walk in to Pulse Urgent Care on Hilltop Drive across from Kmart in Reading. Pulse Urgent Care says if it's urgent to you, it's important to us.
The City of Reading Water Utility wants to help you save money and be water smart. Look at what's in your landscape and water according to the plant's needs. Shrubs and more established trees usually require less water than a lawn. Spread mulch around your plants and trees to increase the moisture-retaining ability of the soil and prevent weeds. And while you're at it, adjust your irrigation controller. 4 5-minute sessions of watering may be much more efficient than watering for 20 consecutive minutes. Be water smart. Visit ReadingUtilities.com for more information. This message brought to you by the City of Reading Water Utility.
Even in the cold weather months, we have to keep our bodies hydrated properly every day. It is also important to keep our bodies in an alkali state. The Good Water Store at 2425 Athens Avenue next to the Classic Cafe is your source for alkaline water, the best way to achieve both of these goals. Most of the common foods we eat are acidic, and the best way to balance ourselves is through our water. Please stop by the Good Water Store at 2425 Athens and learn about all the benefits of alkaline water. The Good Water Store is open Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. and Tuesdays and Thursdays from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR 1460. Ooh, wait. Brian Adams. I'd wait in line for him. Yeah. I don't know. You know, certain people you wait in line for, that's very rare in my book. I just see a line. Sorry, I'm out of here. 24th of February, you going to wait in line? I hope you do for something that you love. 8:18 in the morning, it's currently 47 degrees in the downtown studios. How are you on this Monday? We're so happy to be here. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Of course, my favorite jeweler, Leonard, is always a straight shooter. I like to go in there and see the goodies. He's a state jewelry. And if you ever need watch repair, go in and take it to the expert there inside of Four Winds Jewelry, the only really real true certified watchmaker, watch repair guy in all of Reading. Go on Hilltop Drive, 2225 Hilltop Drive, and they're open today to Friday. Or give them a call at 222-2750.
Our guest is Fred Salante, who is the founder of Missing in America Project, a national organization now. Fred, tell us what Missing in America Project is. And then the second part of this question is, did you think let me ask this first, second part first. Did you think you'd be going national? Did you think it would be national?
When I started it, I knew we had to be national. Okay. That's the reason it started, because it wasn't an isolated local incident.
Okay. Now, tell everybody what you are.
I'm the executive director and founder of the Missing in America Project. We're a, as Carl said, an international organization, as that we've been working with Canada and Britain to inter some veterans that they have. But basically, I discovered about 7 years ago that we've had kind of a national skeleton in our closet, that we had many people who reside on funeral home shells. And out of those people that reside there, there's a 10 to a 30% of those are generally veterans or their dependents. And they remain on shells, some of them over 100 years from the Civil War. We've right now buried, I think, 13 Civil War veterans, and we have five more waiting to be buried in the next month or two. And one of them was a husband and wife that were on the shelf for over 100 years, 98 years, actually, to be exact.
Wow.
So what it amounts to is that there's lots of circumstances why this happens, but nobody was stepping forward. And, of course, we promised every veteran that signs up that we will take care of him and provide him a decent place under U.S. Code Title 38. So once they became placed on a shelf, sometimes the family moves away. Sometimes somebody gets elderly, or they say, hold my spouse until I go, then do it together. Then they get sick, or Alzheimer's, or get in an assisted living facility. And then when they go, somebody just buries them, but they forget the other half.
They didn't know about the other one, yeah.
And so we have many cases. That's basically what amounts to. Right now, I think one of the things that you alluded to earlier was figures that knock your socks off.
Right.
When I started this, I expected that we'd find 10,000 veterans in the nation. We're at 2,000 some right now that we've already interred. I have almost 230 waiting to be taken to ceremonies in the next 2 to 3 months. Last fall, we left here and went to Fernley, Nevada, Salt Lake City, Utah, Tucson, Fort Huachuca, and Phoenix, and we buried 163 veterans in an 11-day trip.
So how many – you said 2,000. That's 2,000 –
interred,
right,
buried in the ground that we've given military honors
for. And that's
for
nationally?
Yes.
Okay.
But the estimate from that is we had one funeral home in Indiana give us 4,000 names, two in Missouri, one gave us 2,000, one 2,500 names of people on shelves. Now, we're talking men, women, children, everybody on shelves, but it's kind of a thing that people they either forget, or it's too painful that they don't want to pick them up, so they stay there.
What about the, when somebody gives you a name, somebody says, okay, here is, John Smith. And he's a veteran. So you can't just say, oh, okay. It takes a lot more than that.
Well, usually we don't even know they're a veteran. Usually when we realize the name, our first effort is to go to every funeral home in the nation. We've been to about 1,700, and there's 23,000 in the nation. So we haven't even started, even at 7 years. But what we do is go in and you get a name, and you got a name, social security number, date of death, maybe date of birth.
Right.
And then we screen through genealogy and research work through people that I have to look to see if there's any hint, through the records to see if there's any mention. Most death certificates and other stuff have a block that says tick the block if they're a veteran. But many don't, or nobody knows, or in the case of homeless indigent people, the sheriff or county coroner gets them, and they come to us to say, help, can we find out who this guy is? We then take that information, screen it. Then once we feel pretty sure that it's somebody that's potentially a veteran or a wife of a veteran, we send it to Jefferson Barracks on a special form and agreement we have with the VA that they have an MIAP account there. We turn the names in, and I can categorize it as, you know, really good a veteran, a law enforcement request. We have a different set of priorities that mean how fast they work on it. And remember that in this nation, have over 50 million veterans since we started. 26 million of those are on computer. 20-some million of those are on microfiche and in the bottom of records and basements.
And there's been, then had the big fire and the fire in St. Louis, which destroyed, what, thousands of records, wasn't
it?
Yeah,
and primarily, I think, Air Force.
Yeah. So thousands of records like that. So when, you know, and people say, well, yeah, they lost my records. You know, I would scoff. I used to scoff about that, lost your records, until you start finding, and you start dealing with the VA and you hear about the fires and you hear about some other things. So it's not an easy job.
No, it's, some of our people take over 18 months to get them verified to be able to do it. So we have a staff of volunteers and volunteer genealogists and other people. I have over 2,200 volunteers across the nation right now, and we're working very strongly in probably about 30 some states.
Let's talk about that a little bit too, is that this is primarily volunteer driven.
It's 100% volunteer driven, and the whole corporation is zero paid officers, zero paid anything, and we're
okay. That's important because you're a 501, and so but you don't collect a cent.
Nobody collects a cent on any of our staff.
Right,
they only pay for expenses for veterans, and that's are except for the small overhead to keep a website up and to keep an office going and a phone. There's no expense to our organization. We have been accepted by the Combined Federal Campaign last year and renewed again this year, and that requires that you have 100% audit of all your funds. I think the biggest thing I can tell you about the Missing in America Project is if you go to our website, www.miap.us, 100% of everything about MIAP is there. Every operating resolution, our income tax returns, our audits. I am completely transparent with everything that we have so that we're not getting wrapped up with some of the different organizations that are having some problems on high-paid salaried officers, high-paid scandals.
Yeah, and there's national organizations that get a lot. I'm not going to mention it right now, but they're out there. They get a lot of free publicity, and they pull in millions of dollars to help wounded. And there's, of course, several organizations. I'm not mentioning anyone right now. But a lot of their money goes to their officers, and not a lot goes to the wounded. And, you know, those are things that you need to take a look at. But that's, of course, not with Fred. 100% of everything they get, or donations, or whatever it is, goes right back into, in turn, the veterans.
And that includes some of it running an office. So I can't say everything is 100%.
But you've got certain basic things, yes. but no salaries. No. And that's the big thing. You've got to have the office. You've got to have telephones. You know, you've got to have that kind of stuff. You've got to be organized. I mean, otherwise, I mean, I understand that. I think everybody understands that. But 100% over that, I mean, nothing. Fred doesn't get any money, and nobody else, and you've got so many others that are working.
If you look at my volunteers that even do the funeral escorts and other stuff, every bit of the gas, every bit of the stuff is paid for out of their own pocket.
Well, you know, that, you know, and so, okay, so you're talking about thousands, hundreds of thousands of veterans and their wives who also can be interred in the cemetery with them are sitting there. And it is a, you know, can take up to 18 months to find them. Now, you do a variety of, but it's not just Carl and Fred talking about this. Let's take an early break because when we come back, I want you to talk about it. You've been in Congress. I mean, you've got states that are passing resolutions. Our own state, hopefully has. I mean, they did, I think.
We have the best in the nation.
Okay.
Right now.
Great. Because I know we're fighting for it, and then there's other states jumping in front, so I'm glad that California caught up. But resolutions from states and in Congress and these things. So let's, when we get back with Fred Salanti, Missing in America Project founder and driver behind it, we'll be right back.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Hi, I'm Vicki Leda from Amazing Foods for Life, gluten-free baking mixes made with ancient grains. At Amazing Foods, we're here to help you make living gluten-free easy and healthy. Often it can be difficult to find fast, easy, and delicious treats. With our cookies, cakes, muffin mixes, you can have bakery fresh in your home in about 20 minutes, while at the same time adding protein and omegas to your diet. Amazing Foods for Life is produced in a dedicated top 8 allergen-free environment. Check us out at AmazingFoodsForLife.com or at Orchard Nutrition Center, Tops Market, and many more.
You're probably wondering, where do I go? I'm out of coffee. Well, let me tell you, Tobacco and Brew, guaranteed to provide you with the freshest coffee beans. With the rising cost of coffee, Tobacco and Brew offers the best prices, quality, and a large variety as well. Check it out. Go in and meet the friendly staff who will help you with selection and specification of your brewing needs. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Everybody calls us summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's gonna make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
The Clover Fire was devastating for many. Haven Humane Society was there to help. In cooperation with the Shasta County Sheriff's Office, we responded to the area and were able to evacuate over 100 animals and help dozens more in the fire area remain safe until their family was able to return. We want to thank this wonderful community. Without their support and donations, we would not have been able to help. Our best wishes go to the fire victims and their families, two and four-legged. With your continued support, we will be ready to once again help our neighbors if the need arises. Please donate to Haven Humane Society. Thank you.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bott.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. February the 24th, it is 8:32 in the morning. 605-4567 is our phone number, and we're streaming live at KCNR 1460. 47 degrees out there. It's going to be a nice day today, but I think the weather's going to start coming in tomorrow evening, and we're going to get hammered Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, I believe.
That's right. Tuesday will be sunny. Yeah, Tuesday will be sunny with the tomorrow night chance of rain, and then we go into Wednesday with our rain and our showers. And the weather we always know is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, our sponsor for our weather every morning here on KCNR. Give them a call at 365-3793, where our customers are warm friends.
And this portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. Hey, man's last stronghold. Great haircuts. Great prices, discounts for seniors and veterans. Can't think of a better place to get your hair cut than Cypress Square Barbershop. Our guest today is Fred Salante, founder and CEO of Missing in America Project.
And instigator.
Main instigator. And this is a national level organization that started right here in the North State it started right here in Reading. I mean, when you came down here, you may have been working on it a little bit earlier, but this is where it really came together. Now, when we say national, we're not talking about a bunch of guys, in MIAP shirts, on the phones. We're talking about Congress, we're talking about state legislators, and we're talking about a bill signed by President Obama. So kind of let us know about that.
Yeah, I think, to lead into that, we have 28 states, that have passed laws which release the funeral homes from liability of turning over the information that we need that's required by the Department of Veterans Affairs. Because, with all the HIPAA, MIPAA, PIPAA, ZIPAA acts, everybody's got something going.
I haven't heard the ZIPAA acts, but...
It's Zipper Your Lip Act.
Zip Your Lip Act. We could use that here.
And the problem is the resistance for anybody to release that and be subject to lawsuits was always the criteria from the minute I started from the first service. Everybody was resistant because of liability issues. Mm-hmm. So we've went and now have 28 states with state laws that say that the funeral homes or or crematoriums, or anybody can give us the information, which is Social Security numbers, name, rank, date of birth, date of death, place of birth, that lets us identify better. And then we always had to work an agreement from the start with the Department of Veterans Affairs. And in fact, the head of the Memorial Division, Steve Murrow, has spoken at three of our services at Quantico and comes regularly and supports us, to the hilt. And so we had, 3 years in a row from 2009, we tried to get a law through Congress, to kind of give us national recognition to do it. And last year, when I say last year, December 31st of the year before, 2012, at 6:30 at night, Congress passed unanimously a bill to go to President Obama, which it was called the Dignity Veteran Dignity with Burial Act. And what that included was about 60 different laws that couldn't get through separately, and Patty Murray lumped them all together and passed it on voice vote at the last minute, at the last thing. And so at 6:30 at night, the last bill was this bill. What it did was make every unclaimed person in the United States, the government used to have a level, if you had passed away longer than 2 years, or if you were not in a combat role, you were not eligible for certain benefits. That if you were eligible for Title 38 and you were a combat wounded veteran, you're eligible up to $200. If you were just in a veteran and not combat related but in the war, whatever, you're eligible for $700. And if you were in the Cold War, you were eligible for $0. This is over and above the actual burial. This new law said that everybody, whether they are a homeless indigent that passed on a bus coming into Reading, or whether you're a Civil War veteran like the ones we buried, are now eligible for Title 38 benefits if they're unclaimed and there is no family that have claimed them. Big deal. But what that meant was, what that means is...
It was a big deal. It was a big deal.
Well, it's a big deal, and it also means they were eligible for the money, but it also means for, let's take a good example here locally. If the county has a contract for homeless indigent or something with a funeral home, which they do always have somebody in contract, somebody has to take care of an urn. Somebody has to take care of a casket if they need it, depending on some wishes. That was always a cost, and they never could get reimbursed. This law now says that every one of these veterans that fit that criteria that we look at is now eligible for that. And all that has to happen is that you call the nearest VA hospital and give them the proper paperwork and stuff. And within 3 days, they'll have an urn or a casket here that then saves the county and a local community money. So there's some big pluses,
sure,
aside from just being recognized. But all of a sudden, whether you died 100 years ago or whether you died this yesterday, if you're a veteran and nobody claims you, you're eligible for benefits. So that was a very big law.
Yeah, it was. The and what it does is it gives you all the work that you all have done. It kind of gives you, your props then. Is that, okay, this is something we've worked for. Now it's been recognized how we can help take care of our veterans who have never claimed and we can get them interred. But it was just, I think it does is it gives a certain meaning that you can use these things as you open up to the other states coming in and starting and spreading your organization. I know you're international too in Canada but this way you've got kind of like the seal of the United States behind it, which just opens up, I'm sure helps open up doors.
Tremendously.
Yeah. Well, okay, now, we've talked about the past. What's in the future here with MIAP?
Well, the future is, if you would have told me the task that I was starting, even though I thought it was deal, at 10,000 veterans, it was accomplishable. Can't even put a real number, but I bet we get 250,000 plus or more, and we're going to inventory over 2.5 million people before we get down there. So obviously, Carl, there's a goal that's not going to run out in my time probably. And, of course, the point always was with MIAP was we're talked so far about going and getting people off of funeral home shelves. Our push now is to complete the full circle. We would take them off the shelves, somebody would pass and get on the shelf, and there we were. We have to keep going back in a circle. So we've since encompassed, especially with the new law in California, that we work within the counties, with the county coroners, with the county sheriff, with the county medical examiner, and if people come in and nobody claims them in a certain amount of time and they're going to use the contract to send them out, then we get their name and information and are able to verify them before they ever go to the funeral home, so they're sitting on a shelf already identified as a veteran or a spouse of a veteran.
Well, that, you know, that makes sense right there. You know, Fred's one of those people that wants to put himself out of business. You'd be happy if you never had to do this again, which means everybody's been found. Everybody's had that formal internment that needs to, but this is a never ending. This is going to be a continuing cycle until we've got people with chips in them. We can tell as soon as they just scan them and then put them into a conveyor belt someplace.
I don't think that's far off either.
Well, neither do I. But you know, in the bad sense.
Just don't give them their cell phone when they go. They're already chipped.
Okay, so some of the things that you're going to be working on here.
Well, I think coming up, we've got a few things going, and of course, we support. Welcome Home Vietnam Veterans Day, which is March, I think 29th this year is probably the Saturday that it is. It's normally the 30th, but I think it's the 29th. And we work with the local VVA chapter, and every Memorial Day we have a service. We have about four or five veterans that we'll take on a Saturday morning and leave the Veterans Hall at Yuba City and go up and have a service at IGO for eight veterans, one of them who was a local VVA member. And he was homeless and indigent, and Eddie came and said, can you help our friend? Because he had a documentation problem. And so, of course, we took and put him running through the system, and it took us about 2.5-3 weeks, but he was verified, and so he'll be one of that. 2 years ago, we had an actual Vietnam veteran that had died in a helicopter crash that we had ashes that we took up and buried. So that's a nice, poignant little ceremony to help remember not just Vietnam, because these aren't just Vietnam veterans were taken up there, but the fact that there is a something going on and some events to honor veterans at the Veterans Hall and stuff, we take advantage of it. So we'll work and do an escort and take these veterans up and inter them. We have on the West Coast, I have services in Tacoma on March 8th for 15 veterans. I have a service in Tucson for 22 veterans on March 22nd. And again, if you go to our website and take a look, we're so transparent. Everything that's there is rolling, events coming. Everything is rolling on the front page to see what we're doing.
We have services here every other month. Is that correct?
We don't do them every other month now because we've caught so far up with the local funeral homes. We have a service as you accumulate enough people to make it honorable. This one will be the March 29th.
Okay. Speaking of rolling. Y'all go back there on a regular basis, right?
Not so much regular. You know, when we did the 2009 trip where we took a Medal of Honor recipient and the two Silver Star recipients, what a tremendous thing. But we tried to avoid Rolling Thunder. We actually were there.
That's huge. Yeah.
You're talking 500,000 people just like Sturgis, and they started.
Except with a different attitude.
Yeah. No. But they start at the Pentagon. It takes 8 hours before the Pentagon's empty.
And what they do is they use the South parking lot, and I guess they've expanded that everywhere. And the bikes go out and they literally make a tour through Washington DC.
Yes.
And they circle the White House.
Yes.
And here I am. I've never been. I've seen it, and I've never made that run back there, but it's huge, and it honors our veterans in the MIAs.
Well, actually, Rolling Thunder was started by Artie Mueller, which is the MIA POW group, and so that's what it was made to honor to start with, and it just grew with so many enthusiastic people trying to accomplish that. So I was a little bit surprised last week because I received a phone call from Rolling Thunder, and their request was I available to be there on Memorial Day and ride with Artie Mueller up to the and around the White House at the very head of the procession. And of course, I told them they'd have a hard time keeping me away if I get the formal invite. So
well, I'm sure
that's
you
in
will.
The process
well,
right now.
I'm sure you will, and you deserve it. And this is, you know. You know, people don't realize, you know, the amount of work being done by veterans and to help and assist other veterans. And people talk, you know, there's a lot of lip service going on out there. But for people like you and our, Missing America Project, our American Legion riders, our Patriot Guard, all these people.
Everybody.
Excuse me, as we said here, and Mike Wiley, Mike's been on here on the show
yes.
a couple of times, and we've got some things that we're going to be doing with them. Anyway, let's take a quick break. Our guest is Fred Salante, founder and CEO of Missing in America Project. He's going to have to be popping out of here soon. He's got another service he's going to be leading out there, or leading the honor guard out there on the motorcycles. I'll think of the word here in a minute. Motorcade will be here. Okay, we'll be right back.
Today, everyone has a big to-do list. With busy schedules, it's easy to forget about yourself, just like I did. Hi, I'm Jennifer Haynes here for Dr. William Farrell. Don't neglect your dental health. Without proactive care, a small cavity can lead to a root canal or extraction. My dentist told me several years ago that I had hairline cracks in my teeth. I did nothing. Time passes. Then out of nowhere, I wake up in the middle of the night in extreme pain. The kind of pain that drops you to your knees. My husband finally had enough and he called his dentist, Dr. William Farrell, who had me in his dental chair within 2 hours. Short time later, pain was under control. Dr. William Farrell took the time to explain to me what the problem was. Those hairline cracks caused massive infection all the way through to the cheekbone. No wonder I was having such a problem with sinus infections. If you want the problem solved, go see Dr. William Farrell. Appointments are available Monday through Friday and most Saturdays. Call Dr. William Farrell 547-5757 today to schedule a quick and easy checkup.
Ted Leidy here with NorCal Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse. Are you tired of renewing your CCW in a boring classroom with the same old worn-out curriculum? Make the change this year to NFI's Range Renewal Program. Renew your CCW permit on a live range with NRA-certified instructors. You need 100 cartridges and the desire to become a better marksman. Find out more by calling NFI at 999-1822 or register on the web at readingccw.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
The home of good health in Reading for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli featuring no-nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Reading community for over 30 years, family-owned and operated for three generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition Experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Reading.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Scandelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Valia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Analog living in a digital world. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we explore how technology continues to impact our daily lives. Join us, Bob and Brenda Belongi, every Saturday from noon to 1 to learn about the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, along with the breaking news that affects your day-to-day digital life. Boomer Tech Radio, brought to you by Advanced Automotive, safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. That's Boomer Tech Radio, now noon to 1 on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR. 1460, Carl and the Bot.
Currently 53 degrees in the downtown studio. It's going to be a beautiful day today. Happy Monday morning, mostly sunny with temperatures around 70. Partly cloudy tonight with 45. This portion of the show is brought to you by
Bastiani Arms.
I'm sorry?
located at 2539 Larkspur, right here in Reading. He's our firearms dealer of choice when it comes to selecting that new long gun or pistol. Having the gunsmiths work on their weapons, on those firearms, they are outstanding. John Bastiani prides himself in customer service and always having what the customer needs in stock and at fair prices. That includes ammo. And you, if you went to the gun show this weekend, which I did, and the amount of ammo they had from last year to this year, last year you thought was bad. This year was even more stuff missing. Try and find 380 anywhere. In a lot of cases, 38. But John Bastiani has a lot of ammunition there at a fair price. Give him a call at 222-8222 or stop by 2539 Larkspur in Reading. He's open Tuesday through Saturday. Our guest is Fred Salante, and who is the founder and CEO of the Missing in America Project. We've talked about a whole lot of things today, including what the Missing America Project is, the things it's got done, its growth, the bill passed by and signed by Obama that just makes, you know, that kind of really gives you the opens the door for everybody that wants to help with this. It gives them a legal footing on it. And Fred, I know you wanted to go national, and I've never asked you that before. Did you plan on this from the beginning? And you knew from the very beginning to make it work, it had to go national.
I think the big thing was when I first started, I started out by finding out there was 21 veterans in Idaho and a spouse that were turned over by a funeral home. The story broke in Oregon with 3,500 names of people from the state mental hospital that were unclaimed and in those cans in the picture. If you look at our website or anywhere, you'll see how they were stored. And then I called Nevada, and they had 34 veterans that they had just interred that a new person had bought a funeral home and turned it over to them. So the point was, we knew at the very start we were multiple states, which meant that it was everywhere. It wasn't just here.
Well,
and as we go further east, actually, it's worse. The West is much better with lower numbers than we are as you go east.
I can just
east.
Imagine you get into places like, you know, I'm not beating up the South here, but you get into places like Louisiana and, you know, these places whose maybe the record keeping wasn't that great anyway. And of course, you know, but you're finding it's all over the place. So it's not any space. But then you've got things like maybe records were destroyed, but the cremains are still theirs with a name on it. I mean, this is a never ending, project. And we want to thank you, Fred. I mean, really from the bottom of our hearts, we deeply appreciate what you do.
You know, I appreciate the thanks, but let's spread that to every one of my volunteers.
Well, see, you know, this is a commanding officer. You take the accolades and you take the arrows. And, you will spread this among your men and women throughout the United States. But if it's a spear that hits in the chest, you don't spread, you know. We take the spears in the chest there.
You want to see some scars?
Yeah, I know. Trust me. I know. Again, of course, thanks to all of your people that are out there. And, you know, one of our great friends, Dave, is involved in this, so much with the long rider and so much he does too. And so it's easy to support you all and all of our veterans organizations that are taking care of veterans. So,
you know, one thing I'd like to bring up that we've mentioned previously on earlier shows, you know, everybody likes to say, oh, it's always veterans helping veterans and whatever. But probably 50% of my organization are non-veterans that want to show their appreciation to veterans. And half of my board of directors are non-veterans.
And you love that. Yes.
I love it better because it's the heart that counts.
And thanks for reminding me about that, because there are so many people that are helping veterans that aren't. And, maybe veterans have organized it, but then we have the ones that just care about veterans. And there's so many of those too. And I just don't want to make it sound like it's just all veterans. You're right. So. Fred, how do they get a hold of you and MIAP?
Okay, the office phone is 530-226-9900. And if you really want to find information other than just a question, go to the website. Absolutely everything. Every one of the laws, every one of the resolutions, our total tax returns, everything is visible, our upcoming missions, contact information for everybody else that's a member. Is on wmiap.us.
And this is a 501, my friend, so donations are tax-free.
Tax-free. That's right. We give a receipt and patch and a pin, depending on the amount That's of right. the donation.
All right, my friend. Thank you so much, Fred, and thanks for the update. And we'll keep our fingers crossed for other things. And I will call you about that other thing we talked about during the break.
Okay, thank you.
I know you're on your way out there to another event here, and thank you again for so much you and the MIAP and the PGR and everybody does for our fallen heroes.
All right, let it roll.
And let's go to the phones here. Kayla, good morning.
Good morning, Carl and Linda. How you guys doing?
Good.
This is our friend Kayla Brown,
uh-huh.
who is one of our co-host on the State of Jefferson or Jefferson State of Mind, MINE, on Saturday morning, May 10 to 9. I saw a letter to the editor today in the paper.
Yes, that's one thing I was calling about. As soon as Bruce Ross no longer works at the paper, I got published again. I thought that was very interesting.
well, Bruce has had to come out as a Republican.
I know. That must have been traumatizing.
No. You know what? He's been a registered Republican. I just found, you know what? Here's two things I found out. I had him on the show, of course, the other day. And
I heard about that.
Oh, I tell you what, that was a fiery day. And but the thing about it is that Bruce says, well, I've been a registered Republican my whole life. And then he's also a veteran of the Army, which I didn't.
Oh, is he really?
He is, and I didn't find that out till a bit later. I didn't get a chance to thank him for his service. I know he points when you start talking about military service right to his brother, who is a special forces type of guy.
Okay.
But he never mentions his own. He said, "Well, I didn't do anything." Well, yeah, Bruce, you did. You signed up, and you would have gone to war if it had been that right time. So,
Kayla, what's on your mind today?
Oh, I was just calling about the articles that were in the paper. Right next to my letter to the editor, there was another one, and I really want to clear that up for people who may have read that. That is talking about the Republic.
Right.
Tony Encinito's idea of how a republic would work, I don't even understand it myself. It's not talking about the state of Jefferson, even though the gentleman mixes in the state and the republic multiple times. It's not about the state of Jefferson at all. I don't even know what a Jefferson Action Committee is. So.
Well, you know, he was talking about how there wouldn't be any money and all these things and, you know, who takes care of the highway patrol and that, what about all the CalPERS and you'd immediately owe millions and millions of dollars, if not billions. But, you know, I always go back to this I don't know what's going to happen on this. I know what's driving it. What's driving it is the lack of representation. So whatever he writes, the first question I always ask somebody that goes poo-poo about the state of Jefferson is, do you believe you're being represented? I mean, truly exactly. represented. And the answer, you know what? If they're honest, we'll say no, we're not. Well, then you've got to change one of two things. You've got to overcome, right, that law, which is the?
Reynolds v. Sims, 1964.
That either has to be overturned?
Yep.
Or you have to split the state. What do you think about this, all of a sudden, this thing about six states?
I'm not sold on the idea. I think that it's going to be hard enough getting one state out of California. I think that six states, you know, if Southern California decides once they let Jefferson go that they want to split themselves up, power to them. That is what our Constitution is there for. But how Tim Draper is currently doing it is not constitutional. It is not under Article 4, Section 3. There's no popular vote. There is no signing of the legislation by a governor or a president. That's not mentioned anywhere in the Constitution. So I have reservations about how he's doing it, but I think that his heart's probably hopefully in the right place of trying to get representation back to the people and giving people the voice that they deserve under a Republican form of government and what the Constitution gives them.
Well, I agree 100%. And unless we have a voice, then what's the use? Why are we paying taxes?
Well, you have to have taxes to support the military.
Well,
they support everything, so you have to have taxes. But California is taxing us literally to death.
Well, I meant, you know, that there was somebody said, I think famously, no taxation without representation.
Yes.
Is, you know, I'm not talking about the country. I'm talking at the state level. They make choices about how to spend money, and they make decisions that are really good for LA, but are really bad for us. So.
Well, at this point, California is $1.3 trillion in debt and unfunded liability debt right now. So all the taxes that they enact at this point is to try and get that down, basically, because we've been living at a level so high that we can't afford it, and now we're just going, oh, well, how will the next generation pay for three generations before us?
Well, and that's it. And so, you know, these are things that have to be changed, but yet nobody wants to make those tough decisions. I mean, even right here in the city of Reading, we've got a $600 million unfunded liability, and then they've just come out with CalPERS saying we're going to spend more. So at some point, we're going to have, you know, the only way we're going to do it and keep any type of police presence and first responder presence is to raise taxes, and they know it. But and they frankly don't care. Anyway, Kayla.
All right.
Did you get a lot of good feedback on your letter?
I haven't gotten too much yet. It's still pretty early.
Okay.
But,
well,
I called Terry this morning, and he was like, I read it. I'm going to call a bot. Get off the phone, mouse. Oh, my God. I'm sorry.
Okay, Kayla and Red are on Saturday mornings from 8 to 9 on Jefferson State of Mind.
I want to remind you about the fundraiser also March 8th that's going to be happening.
That's right.
In fact, I just posted that on Facebook. Tell us about the fundraiser.
We don't.
Well, I won't. Next time we'll talk about that, okay? I'm sorry, we're at the end of our show. Thanks.
Thanks a lot, Kayla. Hey, tomorrow, Haven Humane and several other things are happening tomorrow. We're going to be talking about how to take care of everybody here the right way. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional. Treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Deposed Ukrainian President Viktor Yanukovych is a man on the run. The acting government has issued an arrest warrant for him following last week's deaths of more than 80 people in clashes between protesters and police.
Whether he's alive or dead, nobody knows. Apparently he's hiding either somewhere on Ukrainian territory or he's desperately trying to hide in Russia.
Russia expert Leah Shevtsova, Russia's prime minister, describes the protest that drove Yanukovych from office as an armed mutiny. Their deaths may have been drug-related. That's what police on the island nation of Seychelles say about two former U.S. Navy SEALs. They were found dead aboard the ship Maersk, Alabama. Police report that a syringe and traces of heroin were found in their cabin. Is 59 years in Congress long enough? Apparently this man thinks so.
The American people could get better government.